Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Jason Hafeman, your host. Glad to be with you on another Saturday. Outside the Pizza Box coming up here at the top of the hour. Excited to be on for that program here in just a little bit. But we still have things to talk about. As, again, reminding you, at danebylocal.com, you can find out a whole bunch more. Head over to Mount Horeb on Tuesday for the networking event at Sun Cafe, 5 to 6:30. Pop in, drop in, however you like. And also the Virtual Health and Wellness Fest on Wednesday the 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So really great resources for you from DBL, some good programming opportunities to connect with local businesses, other wonderful people, and learn more about great organizations like the ones we've talked about already, and still have one more to go. Up next, we're going to talk with Dr. Heidi, as she is really taking a unique approach to bringing acupuncture to Madison in her own form, some medical acupuncture, which is a little bit different. So we're going to learn more about it and introduce Dr. Heidi to you now. Good morning, Dr. Heidi. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great. Actually, I already biked to the farmer's market to pick up some rhubarb and asparagus for the weekend.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about your business, Whole U Acupuncture. What it is, what it means, and why you created this particular resource for people.
Well, I was a family physician at in a group practice here in town for 20 years. And over that time, you could see that medicine was changing, how we approached patients. And I found that we really are just kind of chasing after health. We're not treating it proactively, and just didn't have the time to sit down with people and figure out how best we could prevent disease or maintain wellness. And over that time, I've been seeing more and more research into acupuncture. I remember first seeing something on carpal tunnel, something on asthma, and when I decided to retire 4 years ago, I had thought about, okay, what am I going to do next? I love being a doctor. I love taking, helping people. And I found that acupuncture can be performed in Wisconsin under my medical license. And I took a 6-month, 300-hour with clinicals and a medical acupuncture course. So I took that, and I find acupuncture fascinating. We now know the science behind why it works. I don't think they would have been doing it in China for 2,000 years if it wasn't effective.
Isn't that the truth? It's so amazing. Like, hey, just because it's done, we haven't done it a lot here, or it's new to us, doesn't mean it's new to the world or new to humans. So that's really interesting. Something you and I talked about, which I wanted you to expand on a little bit more, was the idea as an MD that you thought you could bring acupuncture to more people because of your status as a doctor and learning it as medical acupuncture. So explain more about what medical acupuncture is and how you think hopefully that helps people that maybe were a little leery about doing acupuncture, maybe getting them to try it.
Well, medical acupuncture has kind of come about. It's generically, medical acupuncture is acupuncture performed by Western trained physicians, or there's chiropractors that do acupuncture. And it's based more now on the biochemical mechanisms that we know how acupuncture works. When you put the needle through the skin, it's not just related to nervous system. It releases all sorts of great chemicals, makes you feel better, stimulates your natural opiates. That's why it's used a lot for pain. I find that I wish I had this available when I was working as a physician. I think I could have offered really deep, improved, function and well-being for a lot of my patients at the time, without having to turn to medications. I want acupuncture to be something that people think of as an early option to complement maybe what they're doing with their physician. But where acupuncture is often thought of as a last resort. And by the time you get to acupuncture, you're so far along in your pain or hormonal dysfunction that it can take a lot longer to correct that balance.
I think that's interesting too, to talk about, thinking about it earlier. And that's part of what you're doing and part of what we're doing today is just more awareness, more getting the information out there that this is a good option for people to look into as part of their plan. And that's something, the collaborative effort between traditional medicine and some of the resources and the benefits when you pool them together, I think can be really help people get to their best health. And that's what you're all about. I know too, you talk about on your website about you want people to maintain and attain the state of whole body wellness. Well, sometimes we've got to put a few things together to make that happen, right?
Oh yeah. I think, I work with massage therapists and chiropractors also, because we each treat a different part of the body, but we do need to see the body as a whole. In Western medicine, one of the things are they've drilled it down so far to, here is the drug that will treat this one thing. But treating that one thing, that drug has effects on so many other aspects of the body. That's where we get side effects from medications, is because it's not just treating the problem they designed it to, but it's affecting everything else. And acupuncture really is about balance. If something's overstimulated, acupuncture brings it down. If something's understimulated, acupuncture improves it. Right now with my practice, I treat a lot of pain. I treat a lot of young women with headaches. Some of the women that I love to treat are those that in traditional practice, I would be like, yeah, your thyroid's normal, your vitamin D level's normal. Here's a SSRI to maybe help you feel better. But with acupuncture, I can help balance those hormones and give women the energy that they need, because our society, we're just bombarded with stressors all the time. And acupuncture is a way to balance that. One of the things I find difficult with complementary therapies such as acupuncture and massage, we know they're beneficial, but insurance right now still isn't really covering them. So one of the things that I've also tried to do is make acupuncture affordable, because otherwise, it's just not an option for a lot of people because of the expense.
We're talking with Dr. Heidi at Whole U Acupuncture. The website is wholeuacupuncture.com. You know, Dr. Heidi, I think it's really interesting to look at acupuncture, and a lot of people still, have heard about it. They don't know what it's like. They understand it's little needles. Give us a little more information. So roughly, approximately how much time does a treatment take? How long do you feel effects for, if you have some effects right away? And how often, if you're going to get onto a regular kind of appointment base, how often do you normally have to come back and get another treatment?
Oh, those are all great questions. So it all depends on what we're treating. Often, if it's a headache issue, back pain issue, I like to see people at least once a week for 4 to 6 weeks to see an effect. Most of the time when you have your first acupuncture treatment, you may not see a whole lot of effect. Acupuncture treatments build on each other. The first effect, maybe you'll feel a little relaxed from it, but really for pain relief and hormonal changes, it can take 4, 6, 8 treatments to really see that you're on the right direction. And then even with acupuncture, as we back off, as you're feeling good, you still really need what I like to call a tune-up every 3 months to keep everything in balance. But even with acupuncture, working on balance, there's so many things that the individual still has to do, because if you're not correcting how you got to this place, and first of all, then you're just going to keep coming back to that. So that's why I also kind of had some health consulting in my business. I really like to also talk to people about what they need to be doing to maintain the effects of acupuncture and maintain their health.
I think it's key. Continue on.
Go ahead. No.
I think it's such great information about, you know, because a lot of people haven't been exposed to it. So just understanding this is kind of what the process is like. This is about how much time, you know, it'll take to go through treatment. That's really important for people to get started.
Yes. You know, and the treatment between, you know, coming in, talking, get the needles in, have the treatment, take the needles out. I usually say at least, it tends to be about an hour. Some of my treatments can be, you know, about a half hour. I like one of the ones that I'll be talking about on Wednesday. I'm giving out certificates for a calming and centering treatment, which is really a great way to experience acupuncture for the first time. It's just a couple of needles that can kind of tone down that cortisol, that heart rate that we've all been experiencing with all the stress of the last year.
Well, Dr. Heidi, thanks so much for your time. Look for her on Wednesday at the virtual Danby Local Health and Wellness Fest. Dr. Heidi, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
The virtual Health and Wellness Fest, more at danbylocal.com. Thanks again to all of our awesome guests. Check them out, danbylocal.com, virtual Health and Wellness Fest. Catch you next week.